Arthur Fled considered Natalia and Samantha the worst friends any girl could have, and wasn't shy to tell them so. She wasn't the only one to think that she was plain in comparison. People suspected that they only hung out with Arthur Fled just to look even more stunning. Samantha's beauty spot and Natalia's lovely curls was nature's way of rubbing it in. In any case, Athelfled considered that the opposite was also true, and that after 10 minutes' conversation with Natalia and Samantha, any boy would sigh with relief to see Athelfled's arrival, knowing that she would liven things up immediately. That's what she liked to think, anyway. Samantha had wavy blonde hair, but often chose to wear it in a ponytail, braids or pigtails. Today she had her hair loose back behind a long blue blouse, patterned at the base, and some green shorts. A casually wrapped neck scarf and belt around the waist were the finishing touches. Apart from her beauty, Natalia was the opposite to Samantha in almost every sense. With a Spanish mother and Brazilian father, she had dark, curly hair and a permanent tan. Athelfled had known both of them since nursery, and the three were inseparable. When they arrived, the whole area around the stadium had a festival atmosphere, full of food stalls, music, flags, and the round and cheerful face of the captain in the Che Guevara pose. "Yes, we can," screamed one giant poster, and another, "Now is the time." Everyone was talking, no one was listening, and hardly anyone noticed. And all for a good reason. For weeks, the Davingstoke Times had spoken of Davingstoke's greatest moment of sporting glory. Or in other words, the North Kent Football Cup final. As Athelstan had breathlessly explained to his father, "Davingstoke will be famous for more than 50 miles around."